News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is reiterating the government's intention to pursue private sector-led development initiatives as a major plank of its growth agenda. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the focus is on establishing a competitive and enabling business environment to attract the vital investments required to support the country's long-term goal of strong economic growth and sustained development.
The government has implemented reforms to address policy and structural deficiencies hindering competitiveness in the business environment. The measures implemented to date have yielded successes, as evidenced by successive upward movements in the Ease of Doing Business Index published in the World Bank Doing Business Report for 2015 and 2016.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the Jamaica Stock Exchange conference earlier this week. She says physical and economic infrastructure development has been the centerpiece of the government's investment strategy, citing the North-South Highway as a key example. Director General of the World Trade Organization, WTO, Ambassador Roberto Azevedo says he's impressed with the works being carried out at the Kingston Wharves. This as Jamaica puts the necessary plans in place to become a logistics hub. Expansion works at the port is part of the hub-related activities.
I think for a country like Jamaica, for whom trade and shipments are part of their day-to-day life, the work that is being done here is fantastic. There is a lot of things that other countries should be copying.
Ambassador Azevedo, who was on a two-day visit to Jamaica, was speaking with GIS News following a tour of the facility Monday. He says Jamaica is well-placed geographically and in terms of resources for the transition to a logistics-centered economy. The government is spending $10 million to upgrade and improve the virology laboratory at the University of the West Indies, Mona, to ensure testing for the Zika virus, ZIC-V, can be conducted locally. Health Minister Horace Dali made the announcement during Wednesday's Jamaica House press briefing at the office of the Prime Minister.
The virology lab at the University of the West Indies will give us the results in 3 hours. My team at the Ministry of Health and the university team are meeting. They have ordered the equipment needed. They'll be here in 2 weeks, and the additional staff they need, the training they need, certified the protocol from PAHO, WHO, and therefore we'll be in a better position to do the testing for the Zika virus.
Minister Dali says the virology lab will have the capacity to test approximately 100 cases per day. Currently, suspected samples of the virus are sent to the Trinidad and Tobago-based Caribbean Public Health Agency lab, and results take 24 to 48 hours to be generated. And motorists and other consumers affected by the substandard fuel that was being dispensed at some gas stations are being advised to submit formal documentation to the Consumer Affairs Commission, the CAC. Individuals affected should provide a formal report from a mechanic or other certified expert outlining the problems experienced with the motor vehicle and should also submit information regarding where the fuel was purchased. The CAC will collect all reports and submit them to the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, for further tests and inspections. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says the government is pursuing possible compensation for persons affected by the substandard fuel.
The consumers should feel that the government of Jamaica protects them and wants to ensure that where there are damages, that there is sufficient redress after we've received the full report from the investigation.
An independent committee was recently set up to undertake a comprehensive review of the local petroleum trade. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.